Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And the president needs to back up his no excuses language with real action.
Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is urging President Joe Biden to make sure more aid gets into Gaza as the death toll rises and starvation spreads. This comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government repeats that it will move ahead with an invasion of Rafah in spite of White House objections. Over the weekend, thousands of people across Israel took to the streets to protest against the Netanyahu government and for more to be done to bring home hostages. House Speaker Mike Johnson says they'll take aid up for Ukraine when Congress reconvenes. Nebraska Republican Congressman Don Bacon told Meet the Press that could cost Johnson his job.
But we have some people that if they don't get 100%, they want to bring the House down, and it makes us dysfunctional. And so that's a possibility.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to remove the speaker after Johnson worked with Democrats to pass a spending package and to avoid a government shutdown. The House will also take that up after returning. Election officials are sounding the alarm on deepfake videos that use AI to make someone appear to say something they didn't. Last week, an Arizona newsletter released a deepfake of Senate candidate Carrie Lake in an effort to caution voters.
Like this video, which is an AI deepfake the Arizona Agenda made to show you just how good this technology is getting.
This comes as Arizona's top elections official has used AI and deepfakes to better prepare election workers for what bad actors can do with the technology, especially in battleground states like Arizona. Last week, a Georgia judge ruled one of the top officials in the state Republican Party, Brian Pritchard, illegally voted 9 times. Pritchard has long spread false claims of widespread voter fraud and says Biden used it to steal the 2020 election.
This is what they did to us because I do not believe 81 million people voted for this guy. And it's the scariest thing.
Pritchard was ordered to pay a $5,000 fine plus costs and was also sentenced for violating probation on previous check forgery charges. Last month, Chicago filed a first-of-its-kind lawsuit against Glock, the nation's top handgun maker. 13 state attorneys general have also signaled they're looking at the issue. Alaa Lefkowitz, with Everytown Law, says the suit aims to make Glock stop using a design that's easy and cheap to convert to fully automatic, like a machine gun.
We know for a fact that over 1,000 modified Glocks have been recovered on the streets of Chicago in 2 years. That is 1,000 machine guns that are being used in crimes. I mean, that's just unacceptable.
The ATF reports that more than 5,000 machine gun conversion parts were seized between 2017 to 2021, 5 times as many as in the prior period. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.